Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to today's podcast. Glad that you joined us. And I have with me a friend that has a very interesting ministry, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and just tell about what he's doing.
Hey, hi, I'm Steve Sanders. I live in South Carolina. I travel all over the United States, and what I do is I help the Independent Baptist pastors, missionaries, and evangelists set up a unique retirement plan specifically designed to help ordained ministers. And so what I've done for many years is help the pastors understand the distinctive difference between a 403b9 and a 401, or having even a Roth. So what I'm doing is I'm helping the pastors and the churches set up a retirement plan so that when that day comes down the road, the pastor has to step down from full-time Christian work, he'll be able to have a guaranteed lifetime income that'll come out of his retirement plan that'll be tax-free by keeping his housing allowance tax-free the rest of his life.
So it seems like in the ministry, especially in our fundamental churches, that's something that's sort of been neglected, that pastors don't really think about it, and then they're getting to the point of retirement, and it's almost too late.
Yes, all over the United States, I see pastors in their 60s and 70s, and yes, some in their 80s, that have no retirement plan, because when we were younger, those of us that are a little older were told to get out of Social Security, don't worry about the future, you're going to die in the pulpit, the Lord is going to come back. And so what happened is the pastors didn't plan. And I think of Isaiah speaking to Hezekiah in Isaiah chapter 38, where Isaiah said to Hezekiah, set thyself in order. And so my heart's desire is to help the pastors, whether it's missionaries, pastors, evangelists, and their churches, to help them set themselves in order. Now, to do that, the church or the 501c3 or the church that doesn't have that official designation as a 501c3 still has a tax code. And if they have that tax ID number, then they can hold, and I give it to the church or the ministry for free, a document called a plan document. That plan document is costly, but I take care of that, and I establish that plan document in mission boards, Bible colleges, and churches so that the pastors, missionaries, and evangelists can fund their own retirement plan, and or the church can also match that. That money is sent for them to their designated self-directed IRA retirement plan. That money grows tax deferred, and then when they become at that point where they have to step down from full-time Christian work and therefore lose their salary, they have a backup plan, a pension-like payout that will be guaranteed the rest of their life while keeping their housing allowance tax-free.
So you go to churches. How does all that happen, and what happens when you go to a church ministry?
Yes, thank you. So what we do is typically I meet with the pastor and his wife and sit down and help them to take greater advantage of the housing allowance. Most Independent Baptists do have a housing allowance, obviously, but they don't take as advantage to it much as they should. So I teach them how to do that with the pastor and his wife. So I meet with the pastor and his wife, come up with a plan. So they actually have a plan. Point number two, I meet with the leaders of the church to educate the lay people of the church as to the distinctive difference between a pastor's retirement plan and a layman's retirement plan. And point number three, I preach in the church numbers of messages to help the congregation to destroy the financial devourers that's devouring the fruit of their land, Malachi 3:11. So your people will have more money to live on, and they'll understand how to be better stewards of what God's given them.
So you're not actually a financial planner, and you're not a broker. You're not really advising on specific investments. Is that right?
That is correct. So I am more a facilitator. People have called me a financial evangelist. So, so I'm more of an educator. My people suffer for lack of knowledge, and so it's my goal to help educate pastors, lay people on financial issues that they may not be aware of. Solomon Ministries and Steve Sanders cannot make a dime on investments. That's not what we're doing. I do not invest people's money. I'm a counselor. I'm giving good, godly counseling advice to them. As well as when it comes to investments, I help educate them on faith-based investments, which is another option for them.
So how does that work? Who decides what is faith-based? Because there's so much entanglement with the, so many different companies, it's real hard to divide.
Right. So the issue of faith-based investments was initiated simply because many mutual funds, some have said up to 84% of all mutual funds in America support the woke agenda, abortion, pornography, adult entertainment, LGBTQ, etc. And so a organization got together years ago and decided to look at individual tech stocks and vet them to make sure that they are not supporting the woke agenda. And so these are monitored to be individual tech stocks. They're not mutual funds. And so they are guaranteed to make sure that they're not supporting things we don't believe in.
Okay, so you also said something about annuities or...
Yes, so Solomon Ministries is a 501c3. Our website is solomonministries.com. And so there's two sides of a coin. There's two different options that people can look at on the investment world. One is investments, stocks, bonds, etc. Also faith-based investments. These are in the stock market. And on the other side of the coin is another 403B that a few, very few insurance companies do have. And these are fixed indexed annuities. So a fixed, not an annuity as such, not a variable annuity. There's a good kind and a bad kind to everything. And this is the good kind because these are fixed, meaning by that they're guaranteed. Index means they capture a portion of the gain of the stock market, lock in the gain, and do not go down. And the last word, annuity, means that they're designed typically to be money that we want to set aside for the rest of our lives. Many of these have a guaranteed lifetime income payout that you'll have an income that once you leave the salary of the church or mission field, you'll be able to turn on and have a guaranteed income coming out of that annuity the rest of your life. And they also can be protected so you keep your housing allowance tax-free out of the income of that annuity.
So generally, that's a guaranteed income of around 5%. Is that right?
Typically around 5%. Yes. Typically around 5%. They could be, I've seen them before get 14%, but I've also seen them get in a year 0%. So why would anybody do that? Well, because zero is zero when the stock market is down and you're not losing anything that you put in there. But typically they do fluctuate over time between 4 to 8%. Of course, the stock market over time has fluctuated to be about 10.66%.
So what would someone do if they wanted to talk to you or consider having you come to their church?
Well, on my website, solomonministries.com, they can find a link that they can schedule an appointment or email me. Point number two, they can call me anytime. My phone number is 864-275-6405. And brother, I just want to mention to you, this was born out of a burden of my heart. My pastor was Art Wilson out of Wichita, Kansas, many, many years ago. He died at age 92 years old. And before he died, he was still out ministering at age 91. Someone asked him, why are you still out traveling at age 91? And he said, because the independent Baptists do not have a retirement plan. Well, now the independent Baptists do have a retirement plan, one that is set up to meet their needs and their goals.
So I've seen some very sad things. I mean, if a pastor spent his whole life and 40 years or 50 years of ministry, the people loved him and he loved the church, but there was no planning.
Yeah.
Now he gets to the end, say 65, 75 years old. If he opted out of Social Security, and if he lived in a parsonage, he's basically homeless. Is that right?
Yes. In my world, in which I see hundreds and hundreds of pastors I'm trying to get ahead of the curve. If you're here today, no matter what age a person is, we can help them. But particularly those that are a little bit younger, we can help them start this ball so that down the road they don't end up like a pastor in a certain state, not far from where you and I are sitting right now. Had to go to his church and say, I've been here for 47 years. I have to step down from the ministry. He was in his mid-70s, and he said, I need the church to give me $50,000 a year for me and my wife the rest of my life. I don't have any retirement. And so not only does this ministry help pastors, missionaries, and evangelists, but it's also designed to help the churches. And so Independent Baptist Church lay people do not understand the distinctive difference between a 401 and a 403B, and this helps them.
So if a church did not have any kind of plan, and they get to that point, you know, their options are what you just said. They can take it out of the next guy's salary,
yeah.
Or they can just say, here's a gift card to Home Depot,
yeah,
and
yeah.
We'll have a cake and punch and thank you.
We'll take a little love offering. Here's your card, and I'm sorry that you have to – thank you for all those years of services. But, brother, I've talked to numbers of pastors and their wives in their late 70s and 80s who look at me and say, we have no money, we have no plan. And they're good, godly, great people that love God and serve faithfully, mm-hmm. soul winners, built a ministry, and now they're going to go out into a pasture of life, so to speak, because they're living longer than they thought, and they have no money. And so I'm trying to help pastors be able to little as much when God is in it, start setting up a plan. And churches, I try to help churches understand, don't give the pastor his retirement money for him to invest, because typically when that occurs, the pastor gives it back to the Lord's work, or they live on it and they still have no retirement. So the best thing to do is like a company. We set up a retirement plan called a 403B, and the company, church, helps the pastor send that money to his self-directed IRA. He gets to choose whether it's conservative, moderate, or aggressive, and the church funds it. It's out of state, out of mind from the pastor, so he doesn't see it in his salary, and it also helps him tax-wise, because now his salary, his taxable portion is less, and he is putting pre-tax dollars into this retirement plan.
So it's a great thing to be able to help these men, because if they start soon, the sooner they start, the better off they are.
Yes.
And the longer they wait, the worse it is.
Yes.
So it'd be a great thing to get things started right away.
Amen. We want to help you. All I can do is preach the message of the good news of the pastor's 403B retirement plan. And I hope you'll call or check out my website. I'm here to help you. Solomon Ministries is a 501c3, so we make $0 on any investments. We don't ask for any money. It is our heart's desire to help the church and God's workers to be prepared for that day that is coming.
Well, thank you, Steve, for taking the time, and thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.